ABC Radio Australia.
New Caledonia is home to some of the largest nickel deposits in the world, and it could play a pivotal role in powering the world's fleet of electric vehicles. But Indigenous Kanak unions want mining investors to respect the wishes of traditional owners and responsibly look after the environment. Yasmin Wright-Gittins in Noumea with more.
As the world's fourth largest supplier of nickel, New Caledonia holds claim over the supply of rare minerals used in the production of batteries for electric vehicles. It's a standing acknowledged by Australia's Foreign Minister Penny Wong during a recent visit.
New Caledonia's nickel is a critical mineral for the production of electric vehicle batteries. And we are a world leader in some of the green technologies used to transform nickel into electric vehicle batteries. And I know of at least two Australian companies interested in forming partnerships with New Caledonia in this sector.
One of these companies is Queensland Pacific Metals. The company recently signed an agreement to purchase nickel from Mai Kwai Mines and needs 1.6 million tonnes worth to supply their project. The company's director in New Caledonia, Corinne Bouffenoir, says rare earth minerals were valuable because of their use in stainless steel production.
Well, we can see that the stainless steel market is still quite important in the world, but the progress of the EV market with recent announcement of all the governments, the main ones, like in Australia, if you want to go to the climate transition pillar of the Australian government, you have to increase the renewable, I would say, energy, and the EV market, the electric vehicle market, is part of it.
Ms. Bouffenoir says the quality of New Caledonia's minerals and its strict standards on social and environmental governance are a big attraction for investors. Her company is also working with the Australian government on a training exchange program.
In QPM, it's not just the ore supply, it's also working with the communities. So we are already thinking of bringing people to Australia, train them, and then send them back to New Caledonia. So some kind of exchange like that. It's going to create more jobs for sure, more investments, a better balance in between Australia and New Caledonia for sure. Rebalancing the trades, that will be part of it for sure.
The mining industry unions say it's critical that governments use the opportunity to secure the territory's economic future. But it won't be an easy task, given the controversial nature of mining in New Caledonia and its implications on political stability and the independence movement. Leonard Wametu is with the Federation of Mines, Quarries and Metallurgy, a mining union. He says the priority for the Kanak community is to increase local ownership of the mines.
At the moment, the way we are working is mostly imposed on us. But we want to have a say in how the mines should be run in the future. The local ownership, the local participation, community participation in running the mines are very important to us. Just like the Aborigines, we are part of the land, and is our mana. So if tomorrow somebody wants to invest here, take that into account.
Antonio Nuadu, who's also with the union, says there are customary procedures in New Caledonia that hold just as much importance as the laws.
When coming here, we had to be aware that there are people on the ground. But you had to make sure that you are connected by the investor and make sure that they are connected with the local people, community, where the mine is. So these are the three main things. What is important to note is that when you come to those, there are customary procedures to follow. And they are just like any other, like the workers' right or any other law that are applied by the French here, must also look into respecting the customary landowners, dealing with them, and doing properly.
Gabriel Ben-Simon represents Prony Resources, a majority locally owned company that has transitioned to mining for EV production.
Growth of nickel demand will be above 6%, but it's estimated also that the growth of the offer will be higher than 7%, which makes things complicated if the demand really increased this rate. In New Caledonia, we decide to produce the nickel with a lot of environmental respect and constraint, that constraint the industrial to produce the right way. And there's this willingness. So I would say the increase of growth of offer of nickel is high, so more than 7%. But the increase of nickel with a sustainable way to produce is not so high. So that's really our competitive advantage we are working on to be a responsible producer of nickel.
Mr. Ben Simon says that the majority local ownership in Pirani Resources is key to their social responsibility in New Caledonia.
We are really proud about our structure. I will say our shareholder structure is quite unique. We've got 51% of local interest, which are split in 30% in the through the province. 12% are owned by the employees themselves, and 9% by the communities and the local population. We're really working to make it a success. After all the political consideration, wow, our job is to add value to nickel in New Caledonia.
That is Gabriel Ben-Simon from Pirani Resources there in New Caledonia, ending that report by Yasmin Wright-Gittins.